heads up, it's Black Friday sale at Specsavers. For a limited time, you can get 50% off lens upgrades. Sounds good, right? Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca. At the Portman Bridge, there is a stall westbound at the west end in the left through lane. Vancouver weather today is a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 8 degrees. Right now it's 5. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Nira.
CFBT, Vancouver, an iHeartRadio station. Vancouver's number one hit music station.
It's so good.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
Now, here's Holly and Nira.
Hey, good morning. It's Nira. Did Hugh Jackman's ex-wife confirm he cheated on her? Ooh, the drama on this. 8:25 in the biz.
Not the Jackman.
I know.
Oh, boy. Good morning. I'm Holly. 8 o'clock. We have them. One last 4-pack of tickets to the advanced screening, the premiere screening of Wicked in Vancouver, Monday night, Scotiabank Theatre.
So excited. It's going to be such a beautiful movie.
We have a fun game called Holly and Nira's Which, your chance to win and play coming up in 4 minutes.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
I said, I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. I put good blood in my kidneys. This small gel don't come with no jealousy. My illness don't come with no remedy. I am so much fun without Hennessy. They just want my love and my energy. You can't talk no without penalties. Dime me yo if you send for me. I'm going to glow up one more time, trust me. I have magical foresight. You gon' see me sleeping in courtside. You gon' see me eating 10 more times, ugh. You can't take this one nowhere, ugh. I look better with no hair, ugh. Ain't no sign I can't smoke hair, ugh. Yeah. Give me the chance and I'll go there. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. I paint the town red. Sis. I don't need a big feature or a new sidekick. I don't need a new fan cause my boo like it. I don't need to wear a wig to make you like it. I'm a two-time, you ain't new, I win. Throw a shot like you tryna have a foot fight then. All my ops waiting for me to be you, I bet. Said I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Fans ain't dumb but extremists are. I'm a demon lord. Fall off what? I ain't seen the horse. Called your bluff, better cite the source. Say yeah. Something that I need no more. Yeah. Trick? I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Trick? I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
Time to play Holly and Nira's Which for Wicked.
We have a 4-pack of tickets to the advanced screening of Wicked, starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo.
Obsessed.
Monday, November 18th, Scotiabank Theater, plus a Wicked prize pack.
Does it include a broomstick? We'll find out.
Good question.
Thank you. Or a munchkin.
No, definitely not a munchkin.
We don't know.
No, I'm going to say no to the munchkin, okay?
Wicked in theaters everywhere, November 22nd. You can get advanced tickets starting November 20th. The game is called Holly and Neera's Witch for Wicked. We are going to say a line with no emotion. And you have to tell us which. Is it Glinda or is it Elphaba that said it? Today, Neera, the witch, will say the line. Ready? No emotion.
Jeez, man. Okay. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game.
Okay, I sensed a lot of emotion.
I know,
there,
I was trying not to, Matt.
Okay.
It's so hard. I was trying not to as I tried. Do you know how hard it is to say that line without any emotion? Seriously.
I know. It's like this movie is emotion.
You start crying as soon as you hear any
music
from it. Okay, anyway, 604-280-0945.
You're waking up with Holly and Neera.
On 94.5 Virgin Radio.
I keep staring at the bedroom door, knowing you don't want to be here anymore. I don't want you to go, but it's time that I throw in the towel. You were mine, but was I ever yours? Got the look on your face that I can't ignore. So if you're gonna go, could you let me know slowly for hours? Pull me close, don't say you're sorry.
Separation. I put your back together, and if that's true, you'll just.
a four-pack of tickets to the advanced screening of Wicked, starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. And I just read this morning that Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, they made a no-drama pact while filming Wicked.
What?
They sat down before the movie and went straight up. I got you. You got me. Nothing else matters. We do not, we have, that's it. Just me
Focus.
And you. Me and you do not, no drama, no nothing. Me and you, we have to have each other.
How'd it work out for them?
Look at that. Isn't that beautiful?
Are they still friends?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
Yes. People are saying their chemistry was through the roof for this movie. And that's what you want.
No drama. I don't know if that's healthy or not. We may have to extend this conversation another time.
No, you can still have arguments and controversy. You don't have to make it dramatic. It doesn't have to be about the drama.
Well, let's play the game.
Oh my gosh.
You're making it about the drama.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Here we go.
Drama Queen and I, Mira, we are hosting the premiere screening Monday night, Scotiabank Theater. We have a Wicked prize pack, four pack of tickets. The game is called Holly and Neera's Which Witch. Neera is going to say a line with a lot of emotion.
Okay, I tried to do it with no emotion. That's me, no emotion for this line.
You have to tell us which witch, Glinda or Elphaba, said it. Playing with us this morning, is this Tina in Surrey?
Tina?
Yeah, this is Tina.
Hello, Tina. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a relationship with Wicked?
Yeah, I watched the musical.
You went to the musical?
Yes, I did.
Where did you see it, honey?
In Montreal.
Oh.
Oh, really? Montreal?
Beautiful.
I love Montreal. Okay, so Tina from Surrey, you want this four-pack of tickets, right?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm nervous.
Okay, you got this, girl.
Okay.
Neera's going to say a line for you. You tell us which witch said it, Glinda or Elphaba.
Here we go.
Okay.
I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game.
It's Elphaba.
Oh, girl.
I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game.
Oh, my God, we're obsessed. It's too late
so
for second guessing, Tina. You're coming to the premiere screening with us on Monday.
I'm so excited. My friend really wanted to watch it.
Oh, okay, my perfect. God. It's going to be so good.
You got a four-pack of tickets, so you got to come with a posse, Tina. And I'm hearing that people are dressing in pink or green, so maybe you got to pick a side, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I'm a teacher, and the music teacher has already got, like, advanced tickets, and she says she's going, so I'm so excited.
Okay, well,
excited.
You can rub it in her face. You're going before her.
But
I'm just saying, in a friendly way.
No, drama.
Friendly way.
With love. Rub it in her face with love, Tina. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for playing Holly and Neera's Witch. Witch. For Wicked.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
The holiday season is full of choices. Cranberry sauce or gravy, skip rent or skip Christmas. I'm Lieutenant Colonel John Murray of the Salvation Army. When poverty gives someone an impossible choice, your donation is their answer. Donate now at salvationarmy.ca.
Subaru dealers present the 2024 Solterra Test Drive, an all-electric vehicle that will surprise you. Feel the control of full-time symmetrical all-wheel drive. The power of legendary Japanese engineering with a breakout performance of Test Driver played by you. Let's hear that drop again. Experience the surprise of the all-electric 2024 Subaru Solterra. Finance rates from 0.99% for up to 36 months. See dealer for details.
Care
Sharing means caring for the things we share, and that includes our air. That's why Metro Vancouver is taking steps to protect community health by reducing wood smoke emissions in our region. If you own a wood-burning fireplace, stove, or furnace, make sure you can use it for years to come by following best burning practices and registering online. Let's care for the air we share. Register today at metrovancouver.org/fireplace.
The Bacon Lover's Burger is back for a limited time at Triple O's. Made with 100% fresh Canadian beef, secret Triple O sauce, and the only thing better than bacon, more bacon. See you soon at Triple O's. A taste like no other.
This is a chain called BC's healthcare system. Its links include social workers, occupational therapists, and pharmacists. Links where vital tests and life-saving procedures happen when they should. Links to a healthcare system that works. But when chronically overworked and just not paid enough, it doesn't work. Support for specialized health professionals is the critical link to a strong healthcare system. A message from the Health Sciences Association of BC.
The biggest Black Friday sale ever, and it's here early at Jags Furniture. Beat the rush for Black Friday door crasher deals that cannot be missed. First come, first serve. These deals won't last. Apply for the Jags card and don't pay for up to 15 months OAC. Details in store. Jags, your destination for premium stylish furniture at incredible values. The Black Friday sale you cannot miss, only at Jags. Langley, Coquitlam, and Abbotsford, and jagsfurniture.ca.
Is debt taking control of your life? Need help with your personal finances, but don't know who to trust or how to get started? The Credit Counseling Society is here for you. As a registered nonprofit organization, the Credit Counseling Society can relieve your financial stress by helping you get rid of your debt and get you back on track with your personal finances. Got debt? Need help? Reach out to the Credit Counseling Society at nomoredebts.org today. That's nomoredebts.org. All you've got to lose is your debt.
This is the perfect time of year to get engaged.
Think about all the Christmas parties and the New Year's Eve parties.
Everyone who cares about you will be conveniently gathered together.
Think about it.
And when you're done thinking, come to Spence Diamonds and try on hundreds of different engagement rings.
All the design approach types right out in the open.
Just pick them up and try them on.
You have our official permission.
And every ring has a price on it that includes all the diamonds.
Come to Spence.
It's time to get engaged.
Spence. Located in Vancouver and Langley.
At Science World, Earth matters.
Because we live here, right?
Well, yes.
I knew it.
But it's a little more complex than that. Earth matters to that tree, that bird in the tree, and that salmon sitting in the shade of the tree.
Wait, what?
Because in nature, everything is connected. Air, land, and water. Find out how at Earth Matters at Science World.
Yeah, but the salmon?
Exactly. Science World's feature exhibition, Earth Matters, is on now. Plan your visit today at scienceworld.ca.
Connect to the world with special Turkish Airlines fares. Book your flight before November 30th and take advantage of great deals. Fly to the most exciting destinations with the award-winning airline that flies to more countries than any other. Terms and conditions apply. For more details, visit turkishairlines.com. Turkish Airlines, widen your world.
When you have high stakes on the high seas, it's all hands on deck. From producer Ryan Murphy, starring Joshua Jackson and Don Johnson, Dr. Odyssey, new episode Thursday at 9, 10 Mountain on CTV.
The adventure of a lifetime is just a click away. Casting is now open for the new season of CTV's The Amazing Race Canada.
Are you ready to go?
Go to ctv.ca/TheAmazingRaceCanada to apply. Woo-hoo!
Why wait? Shop like it's Black Friday at Leon's today. Save up to 50% on select furniture and mattresses. Plus, get Black Friday specials on select appliances. Final weekend. In Surrey, there is a crash, 64th Avenue and 142nd Street. Crews are on the scene. Vancouver weather today is a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 8 degrees. Right now it's 5. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Nira.
The Grey Cup is this weekend, and they're saying projection is that the Grey Cup could bring in approximately
$100 million?
Dang.
In tourism dollars?
That's nice.
Let's go.
Go Vancouver. There's lots of fun, crazy events happening, including the drone show. That's tonight. It's totally free. 1,000 drones will be up in the sky. You can see it right at the waterfront near Coal Harbour. And there's a zip line.
Yes, Vancouver's new Sky High zip line is open today and tomorrow. They say go quick, go fast, because it's only going to be for today and tomorrow. Right. You want to check out that zip line. Everybody's talking about it.
There you go. And then the Grey Cup going down 3 p.m. Sunday.
Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Go just make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my attention. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Stay in the kitchen cooking up, got your own bread. Heart full of equity, you're an asset. Make sure that you don't need no mentions. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Shout out to your mom and dad for making you. Staying in the kitchen, they did a great job raising you. When I create, you're my muse. The kind of smile that makes the news. Can't nobody throw shade on your name in these streets. Triple threat, you a boss, you a bank, you a beast. You make it easy to choose. You got a mean touch, you can't refuse. No, I can't refuse it. Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Gorgeous, make them drop.
Did Hugh Jackman's ex-wife confirm that he cheated on her? What is happening next in the biz?
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'ma love you every night like it's the last night, like it's the last night. If the world was ending, I wanna be next to you. If the party was over and our time on earth was through,
Jackman's ex-wife confirmed he cheated on her. That is today's top biz story. Yes, Wolverine. We're talking about Wolverine, Hugh Jackman. There are some reports that Hugh Jackman, either he was seeing or may still be seeing actress Sutton Foster. Sutton Foster is in The Music Man with him. You know the movie The Music Man?
Yeah, she's like a Broadway legend.
Yeah, Sutton Foster. Mm-hmm. Who is she the... I think she's connected to someone.
She's
big as well, like in Hollywood or something. I don't know. So
you're right. I think she has a famous ex-husband.
Something, right?
Hang in to Google.
Okay. Okay. No, listen to
my
story.
Okay, fine. Listen first.
This is hard to follow.
But I think you're right.
Okay. So Sutton Foster, Hugh Jackman, they were very good friends on the set. All right.
This is on Broadway?
Sorry, on the Music Man.
Okay, okay,
yes,
I'm just
yes.
Like, this is in person.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, his Music Man co-star, Sutton Foster, Hugh Jackman, good friends. But there was rumors that something could have been blossoming.
Okay.
All right. Nothing was ever confirmed. Then it got kind of like, okay, when him and his ex-wife, Deborah Lee Furness, when they separated, then it seemed as though he started being seen with Sutton Foster a little bit more.
Okay.
So this is kind of just what's out there. But then recently what just happened, there's this gossip blogger who put up some kind of a post about how Hugh Jackman blindsided his wife at that time, Deborah Lee, and started a relationship with Sutton Foster before he ended his marriage with Deborah Lee.
Mm.
So she put up this post, okay? A gossip post. But Deborah Lee Furness, she liked the post that just happened.
Oh.
So
okay.
This is why everybody's like, because nobody wanted to listen to this nonsense.
Yeah.
Because Hugh Jackman, Deborah Lee, they've always been so good. You know what I mean? Just
yeah.
The epitome of like, we love each other. We respect each other.
Committed.
Committed. And then yes, they announced that they were getting divorced, but there was no drama, nothing. So when these little rumors were going around, everybody's like, nah. But now that Deborah Lee Furness from her private account liked this post.
Yeah.
Now people are like, wait, what?
No, that says a lot.
Why would you like a post that's accusing your ex-husband of possibly maybe sort of cheating on you?
Yeah. Yeah, unless you also thought or knew something.
Right?
Huh.
Oh. No, right?
Yeah. Yes. So I'm so disappointed to hear this.
I don't know. So now everybody's like, what's really going on? Did she just hint?
Now, I will say this, and you and I have talked about this before. When people are like, we're splitting up, we don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know the real story of
exactly.
How long they've been unhappy, what rules they had, if they were separated. Like, we really don't know. I don't know why I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt because I'm like, not Hugh Jackman.
No. It's
everybody.
I think
I'll
that's
give it to
why
everybody.
Nobody was saying anything.
Yeah.
But now that she's liked this post,
yeah.
That's why the questions are now arising.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Margot Robbie, she says that there's something that she does so that she can cry for a movie scene.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
I'm
Margot
only
Robbie.
Your favorite woman of all time. Barbie!
She needs to get really emotional, when she really needs to get in character, and she needs to make herself ball. What does she need to do? She listens to the Titanic soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
like, when I need to get in character and be really emotional, this is where I go.
And like 90% of the soundtrack, and I know because I've heard it many times, is just instrumental. And it's like so dramatic and then so sad, so much violin. I mean, yes.
This is what she does.
Ball.
And Kate Middleton, how does she feel about her man, Prince William's new beard? A lip reader says that they saw one of Kate Middleton's friends ask her, do you like a beard? Right? Like, do you like a beard? And she responded with, I find it quite rousing.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Okay.
And then another lip reader says, no, that's not what she said. She said, The next lip reader says that she said, it's never quite rounded.
Very different.
Okay. So which one is it?
I don't know. I've never used the term rousing.
Rousing.
But like never just roused. Rousing.
Rousing. I'm gonna go with rousing. I think that's cuter.
So do I.
About her husband. Okay. I'm Neera and that's the biz.
You're waking up with Holly and Neera.
On 94.5 Virgin Radio.
How sweet.
to try a new feature on the show, Neera, okay? I just made it up. Mm-hmm. It's called Holly and Neera's Controversy Corner.
Ooh. Okay.
Because there's this big debate, this big controversy happening on the internet.
Uh-huh.
And people are weighing in, and I really am interested what you think in it.
Okay,
about
it. It's interesting. I like this controversy corner idea because I, a couple of days ago, also brought up something very controversial.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's get controversial this
yeah.
morning.
Yeah. Controversy corner. You can borrow it. I trademarked it, but you can use it.
I can borrow it.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is all about the trad wife trend. Do you know about it?
The what wife?
Trad wife.
Trad. No.
Okay. Trad wife is a woman who chooses on her own will to take on the ultra traditional role in a marriage and truly believes, for her, that a woman's place is in the home.
Okay.
This is a trend.
Okay.
Believe it or not. Trad wives. Look it up on Instagram. The hashtag will blow your mind. Trad wives. They're mm-hmm. trending. This couple in the UK is making headlines though because they are taking this trad wife trend to the next level.
Okay.
This woman in the UK is a stay-at-home mom. Right. She's like, I don't have a job. She's a stay-at-home mom, so she does have a job. But she doesn't have, like, a job outside the house.
Okay.
Okay? And her husband pays her to run the house.
Okay.
He pays her to do all the traditional, old-school, 1950s housewives things that she does. She dusts, he gives her $50. She folds laundry, he gives her $100. She makes the kids dinner, he gives her $50. She folds, she does the laundry, she cooks, she cleans, she vacuums, she takes care of the household, and he pays her to do it.
Okay.
And people are not sure if that's cool or not.
Isn't that the same thing as a lot of the traditional household styles where it used to be that the man would go to work and the woman would take care of the children and the household, but then she's also taken care of.
Yes.
That's the same idea, but just this way they've just made it a little bit more of a systematic style.
Yeah.
Because it's the exact same ideology, isn't it?
It's the same ideology, but people are like, the fact that he's put a price tag on all these things that she does, and now he like cuts her a paycheck every 2 weeks. People are like, feels a bit, I don't know, transactional or something, but I'm with you. Like,
I think it's fine because
and also she's into it.
That's what I'm saying. If she's into it, and also sometimes people want to see their worth. You know what I mean? Like, there are so many, and it's usually, no offense, men, it's usually the women who complain the amount that we do labor-wise and how, if you could put a worth on it and see what we do.
You know, they do that every year, don't they? They're like, if a mom got paid, it's always around Mother's Day.
Well, yes, because if everything that we do, if a man could see or have to pay someone to do it, everything that we're doing, then there is more of a level of worth to the person who's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, listen, I have a lot of girlfriends who are stay-at-home moms.
Yep.
And they're like, it's a lot of work. We know we're career moms.
Yep.
And we still do a lot of this, like, home stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot. But my stay-at-home mom friends also, they have a system in place. They don't have to worry about any of the bills.
Yep.
They just know it's taken care of because they take care of this end.
The other person?
The man or their partner is taking care of that end.
Yeah.
They have their system in place. So every relationship needs to have their system in place. And if it's okay for either parties, then who cares?
I agree. If you're both in agreement on what the agreement is and it's working for you, why is it any of our business?
So I know sometimes, maybe because this is working better for this couple, is because sometimes I do have girlfriends who then still feel like they need to ask for permission to buy themselves stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not permission.
I get that.
But just like, hey, like I really wanted to buy this new outfit.
Right.
I know it's like
$400. Cool? Whereas you and I are like, we're buying the outfit because we worked for it.
Yes.
But they also worked for it.
Yes.
But we don't have to ask.
Yes. Or not that they have to, but there's this underlying little like, ooh, should I say something?
Yeah, I get that.
But, I mean, but not in every relationship. I just have a few friends who feel that way.
Yep.
Some are like, no, whatever, I put it on the credit card.
Yep.
Other mom friends I know that don't work, when they go to the grocery store, I know Save On Foods, you can just take, they have a cash back program.
Yeah.
So when they get groceries, they'll just be like, hey, I'm just going to take $20 cash back. And it somehow it just kind of mixes in with what's happening with the groceries. And they put their own little side stash away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, grandma said to do that. Your grandma never told you?
No.
Every grandma says you always have a little side cash money. Side,
no, my grandma never told me that.
Yeah, always. Woman with her cash.
Okay, well, can I call you my grandma? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Holly and Neera.
Big money every single weekday.
Virgin Radio's 5K a day.
I just won
$5,000.
Oh my God.
You could be the next big winner.
Listen for new 5K keywords on weekdays every 2 hours from 7 to 7.
Enter at 945virginradio.ca.
Virgin Radio's 5K a day, powered by Sell Off Vacations.
Happy travels start with selloffvacations.com.
And 945 Virgin Radio.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is the opening act.
This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV.
Everyone loves an easy call, like turning off the lights when you leave a room, or avoiding fairy lines on a long weekend, or a daily rip up the grind. Wait, that's not an easy call. But banking with VanCity is. They give a share of profits back to their members and community and take care of your financial needs, like offering no monthly fee bank accounts. Join over 500,000 members at VanCity and be a financial force for change. It's an easy call. Account fee terms and conditions apply.
This year, Metropolis at Metrotown has invited the legendary Santa Claus back to the shopping center. Choose your unique Santa experience, including Father Christmas, the classic Santa of children's storybooks, and Global Santa, who represents the many versions of the holiday season for different families. Don't miss Tropical Santa, who will pop by the center after his post-holiday vacation. For more details, visit metropolisatmetrotown.com.
It's hard to make time for everything on your to-do list, especially at this time of year. But blood and plasma donors are essential to helping meet patients' needs. We're asking you to add a donation to your to-do list.
Because our communities depend on it.
Because it's critical to my son's treatment.
Because you might need it in an emergency.
Make donating a life-saving habit. For patients and the people who love them, you'll make all the difference. Visit blood.ca to book a donation appointment at a Canadian Blood Services location near you.
This is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale.
And this is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale at Sleep Country. Black Friday just isn't the same at Sleep Country, except for the best deals on the best brands. Get hot prices on headboards starting at only $249. Enjoy a free gift with a minimum purchase. And right now, save a tax on everything for a limited time only. Don't miss out. The Black Friday event is on now at Sleep Country. Restrictions apply.
So, it's official. We're moving.
Hey, that's exciting.
I suppose so. But we're kind of freaked out. There's so much to do.
Or you could just call You Move Me.
You Move Me?
Yeah, we used them for our move and they were great. Friendly, super organized. Everything went so smoothly. It was actually kind of fun.
Wow.
And You Move Me will even come to your home to plan the move out with you.
I'm feeling better about this move already.
Trust me, it'll be your best move ever. You can get started now at YouMoveMe.com.
Red One.
We're coming at you.
Is the movie event of the holiday season.
Santa Claus has been kidnapped.
You're going to help us find him.
You can't trust this guy. He's on the list.
He's a naughty lister.
Naughty lister?
Dwayne Johnson.
We got snowmen!
Chris Evans.
I might just go back to the car.
Let's save Christmas.
I'm not going to say that.
Say it.
All right.
Let's save Christmas. There it is.
Only in theaters November 15th.
The Waffle Festival is underway at Cora Breakfast and Lunch.
I'll have the peanut caramel waffle, please.
But with five new sweet and savory dishes to choose from, it's also a bit of a waffling festival.
Actually, make it a s'more waffle. Wait, the smoked meat waffle sandwich. No. The peanut caramel waffle.
But once you're done waffling, you'll love the waffle you end up ordering. So stop waffling and head to Cora Breakfast and Lunch. Festival ends January 12th.
Wait, the s'mores waffle?
This holiday season, when it's time to choose the right tree, some trees will be chosen for their size, some for their shape, and some for their shelter. Let's have fewer people under a tree this Christmas. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to end homelessness.
This holiday season, step into a world of wonder at the P&E Winter Fair, presented by BCAA. Explore Santa's magical workshop. Enjoy the dazzling lights. Hop aboard the P&E Express train and lace up your skates for a spin around the skating rink. From the enchanting Nutcracker on Ice to mouth-watering holiday treats, the Winter Fair is the ultimate family destination for festive fun. Open select nights December 6th to 23rd. Get your tickets early and save 20% at pne.ca.
Why do I love getting my holiday gifts at Shoppers Drug Mart? The PC Optimum points. Perfume for mom? Points for me. Chocolates for the teachers? Oh yeah, points for me. Shoppers, you should totally go. Exclusions apply.
Heard of Paxlovid, an oral medication from Pfizer? Learning about it is simple. Ask your pharmacist or doctor if it could be right for you. Paxlovid, get to know it. Traffic is moving slow at the Lionsgate Bridge northbound and at the Iron Workers Memorial Bridge northbound. Vancouver weather today is a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 8 degrees. Right now it's 5. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Nira.
Virgin Radio's 5K a day.
We give away $5,000 every single weekday, and obviously you want and need this money.
A huge congratulations going out to Carol McDonald, our latest winner, who almost lost it.
Oh my God, that is so exciting. Oh my God, I'm shaking.
She was shaking.
Oh, so cute. You want to be just like Carol, you got to listen up for that keyword coming up at 9 a.m. this morning.
No steps, 'cause every romance shakes and it bends. Don't give.
It is time to figure out a way to be happier in life. You want to be happier in life? We need to talk. I know, finally, there she is. I know she's all scared. Happier in life, we must talk expectation appreciation.
Uh-oh. I should have said no.
Honey, I should have said no. And I'm the one bringing it
up. Well, then let's end it.
Let's just
end it.
End this. I subscribe to quotes.
Oh, Lord, help me. Okay.
They're supposed to be inspirational to get, you know, my head refocused, reset.
Hey, Nira's the coworker that prints quotes out and tapes them around the office. And that is true.
That is true. If I feel like something really gets me, I'm like, okay, I'm going to print this out. I want other people to see this. I want to share this knowledge.
I go to reach for toilet paper. It's like, shoot for the stars. If you may. I'm like, what? I'm trying to. Okay.
Okay. Here we go. This is what I want you to hear.
Okay.
To be happier in life, listen to this quote. Trade your expectation for appreciation and the world changes for you.
Okay. One more time.
Trade. Trade your expectation.
Okay.
For appreciation and the world changes for you.
Okay.
I am a person of many expectations.
Good Lord.
Mainly of self. My expectations of self are sitting at about 83%.
Higher, honey. You're being kind to yourself right now.
Okay, probably 87. Okay.
Higher.
My expectations of self are very high. I have a problem. I know it's me. High.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
And then because my expectations of self are sitting so high, then clearly it comes across, and I do have high expectations of those around me.
For sure.
Okay? The expectations of those around me are definitely way lower than of self, but mm-hmm. still I have high expectations of the world in general. So for someone like me, I need to really figure out a way to, if I can trade some of these expectations of mine for appreciation, then I'm supposed to be able to find more happiness in life.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. It's like instead of wanting things, you have to appreciate what you have.
Yeah, yeah. Or not even necessarily wanting things. Like instead of me sitting there and being so hard on myself that I didn't, I don't know, make the stellar dinner that I thought I was going to make tonight for my family. And I got caught up going this direction, that direction, pickups, drop-offs, da-da-da-da. By the time I got the groceries home, I was too tired. Instead of crapping on myself,
mm-hmm.
I should appreciate the fact that I am here with my family.
Mm-hmm.
I have my family.
Yes.
I can whip up some eggs and toast and everyone will still be happy.
Also, you already have groceries for dinner tomorrow night.
There we go. So that's the flip.
Okay.
So it's not like, it's not necessarily about, it's simple, it's more about the simplicity of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay?
Good luck.
I know, I said it's something to work on. I said I just read it, it resonated with me. I gotta figure mm-hmm. a few things out here.
Okay.
I'm trying to be more appreciative
mm-hmm.
of what is as opposed to what is not.
Okay, let's make it really usable right now, information. What's an expectation of yours for today?
For today, I need to run a few errands after work.
Okay.
I need to make a few phone calls for like errands, like
okay.
errand purposes. I have some checklist things to do.
Okay.
And then I'm meeting a friend for lunch who's been meaning to take me out for lunch since my birthday, which was in April. So finally doing that. Wanted to meet up with her.
Okay.
And then come home, take the dog for a walk.
Wow.
Try and sit down for 20 minutes before I got to pick up the kids from school.
Okay.
And then I've organized Christmas photos to take the kids to today.
What?
So I have to organize all their outfits.
Oh my
and
God.
Get out all their shoes. And okay. yeah, that's my plan.
So you're supposed to flip all those expectations for appreciation.
No. The expectations are that I'm going to get all these errands done. I'm not going to hit traffic.
Yep.
I'm going to have an amazing lunch.
Yep.
My food is going to be great.
Are going to be into the pictures.
The kids are going to be into the pictures. Their
yep.
hair is going to look great.
Yep.
Their clothes are going to fit. Like,
okay.
We're not going to be running late. Everyone's okay. going to be like that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yes.
So
When it's not going your way, you got to just be able to be like, okay.
I appreciate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, good luck.
Wait, yeah, what about you? You too, good luck.
Thank you.
Holly and Nira.
There in her glittering prime, the lights reflect. Sequin stars are for silhouette every night. I can show you lights. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning, I was hitting my marks. Cause I can do it with a broken heart. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more.